Good morning, everyone. It's Harry with my first shortcast episode of A Few Things Considered. And I can hear you already. You're interpreting shortcast as lazy, an abbreviated version of a real episode of A Few Things Considered. You think I'm afraid of a little hard work, but I'm not. Just last week, I put in 60 hours on Halle Berry's boob job. Didn't even charge overtime. And have already scheduled the follow-up appointments. But the idea of the shortcast was inspired by one of my intellectual heroes, Malcolm Gladwell, who turns his normal podcast, titled Revisionist History, into shortcasts for the Blinkist app. I don't know why I refer to Gladwell as a hero. Not like he's ever rescued me from a burning building or saved me from Godzilla. He's really just an intellectual inspiration. But so the idea of the shortcast is to distill thought into the smallest bundle you can make it, to express thought as succinctly as possible while still effectively elucidating that thought. And I'm not talking about bullet points. Those are disjointed lists. A shortcast tells the tale comprehensively, as quickly as possible, in a narrative form. It's a story, not a list. Essentially, I'm condensing War and Peace into one of those flyers you find under the windshield wiper of your car. And this isn't a bonus episode either. This is a shortcast, not a bonus episode. A bonus episode presupposes you did something for me, and I should show some appreciation with some bonus material. And the truth is, I worked hard for you, and you've done nothing for me. So no bonus material. The idea of my first shortcast came just as the ideas for my regular podcasts have, in a flash. And I think that's how our mind works as pertains to inspiration. At least that's how mine works. I don't know if your mind works at all. So the inspiration for this shortcast, I'm driving my son home from his mother's house to mine. And of course, there's millions of billboards along the way. Capitalism never rests. And I'm kind of fascinated with billboards anyway. But on this one, the one that caught my attention, the one that's the focus of this shortcast, there's this fine young barrister pimping his wares. Perfect hair, perfect smile, perfect suit, perfect teeth. You know, well-kempt. Not average-kempt, not poorly-kempt, well-kempt. Confidence-inspiring. I could knock off a few banks. This guy's got my back. Then comes the pitch. Keen insight, keen representation. That's his promise to me. Keen insight, keen representation. And you know, damn, he was off to such a promising start. First, keen. I thought keen had been expelled from the dictionary for obsolescence or just plain general dorkiness years ago. But no, it's still there. It's an adjective meaning sharp, well-defined. But isn't an insight already sharp and well-defined? An insight is a sharp, well-defined idea. It's a distillation of thought. So why do I need the adjective keen, meaning sharp and well-defined, to describe the noun insight that is implicitly sharp and well-defined? So there's some redundancy in the guise of pithiness. And then keen representation. And I guess that's okay. It doesn't exactly roll off the Broca area, but it's not egregious. Keen representation is not as persuasive as kick-ass representation. But it doesn't disqualify Mr. Billboard from my shortlist of potential advocates because I have this keen insight myself that somebody will eventually piss me off to the point in which I require keen legal representation. And I won't be able to afford Jose Baez. Maybe a brief morality tale will drive home the point. Suppose I've accidentally shot my wife 16 times. I've suffered 30 years of runny eggs, 30 years of burnt toast with that cold slab of butter that won't spread, and 30 years of cold Folgers medium roast. Regardless of my justification, I've got some serious legal jeopardy here. Temporary insanity? That's a tough one. Justifiable homicide? I think that's a hard sell. So who do I turn to? Defense table one, Mr. Billboard. Perfect hair, perfect teeth, tailored Armani suit, and he has the fountain pen Lincoln used to write the Gettysburg Address. And, of course, some keen Socrates-level insights. Defense table two, a man in distressed retro Chuck Taylors wearing a wife beater with some Buffalo Wild Wing stains. You know, he's got some gently used cocktail napkins for notes and a penny lifted from a pharmaceutical rep. And though he doesn't have his own billboard, that man is Mr. Jose Baez, fresh from defending Adolf Hitler against 6 million counts of murder. So thanks for the offer and good luck with your billboard and your keen insights. I'm going with my man, Jose. So I'm walking free. No more runny eggs or burnt toast. On to the next advertisement. And again, it's a law firm, and this time on the radio, not a billboard, and not a criminal defense firm, a personal injury law firm. And in the spirit of transparency, I have a connection to this law firm in that I once sold bagels to the firm's senior partner, and that was about 30 years ago, but I had to disclose that. And for this ad, I think a little advertising 101 primer might be helpful. You know, the only three things you needed to remember from that Monday morning 8 a.m. class that you skipped. Advertising point one, we have a product that you need. Point two, we offer it at a price you can afford. No upfront costs. We only get paid if you win. You can afford that. And point three, our version of the product is superior to our competitor's version. So, you need it, we have it, you can afford it, our competitor sucks. And this is a personal injury firm, so I know a lot of you are already apprehensive to their pitch, damn ambulance chasers. But you know who branded them that? Their arch enemy, the big corporations, the insurance companies. The demonize your opponent strategy, poison them in the arena of public opinion. But let me ask you this. When Dow Chemicals decides to filter their radioactive isotopes through your Keurig and your wife grows a second vagina as a result, who are you calling? The Federal Consumer Protection Bureau? Are you kidding? Your wife will have five or six vaginas before they do anything. And unless you grow five or six more penises, you're going to have one hell of a sexually unfulfilled wife on your hands. So you need your ambulance chaser, your personal injury lawyer. But here's the failed pitch from this one. And he starts out fine. You need our product. Check. We're affordable. No fees unless you win. Check. Now about our competitors, and here's where the road gets a little icy. Our competitors overpromise and underdeliver. Overpromise and underdeliver. Aren't those really the same thing? You know, they convey the same idea. Doesn't the idea that you overpromised imply that you underdelivered? If you didn't underdeliver, you didn't overpromise. So after this little minor transgression against language and logic, he continues, and you can tell his sphincter is tightening along with his uncertainty. We're not going to blow smoke about a big dollar settlement. Yeah, yada, yada, yada. Blow smoke. What the hell does that mean? And it dawns on me. Blow smoke. An abbreviated and safer work version of the phrase, blow smoke up your ass. And you can't say that on radio. You can't say, we're not going to bullshit you. You can't say that either. So, and by the way, a little health advisor, don't let anyone blow smoke up your ass, because it is indeed the leading cause of anal cancer. So I'm at the table. I'm up against Dow Chemicals. Because of their negligence, my wife has six vaginas and I still only have one penis. And representing Dow Chemicals, the legal dream team of Genghis Khan, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and Tyrannosaurus Rex. And who do I have? I have the guy afraid to say ass on the radio. So there's going to be no big dollar settlement for me. And I still have six vaginas to satisfy. So because of you, Esquire, you who have overpromised and underdelivered, I should have called Jose Baez. So that's my first short cast of A Few Things Considered, Advertising Nonsense, Part 1. I'm still in the beta stage. This is not a replacement for a regular podcast. It's a form I'm experimenting with. My next episode will be a regular podcast, and it will shatter some epochs. Before I go, a couple of housekeeping notes. A Few Things Considered hit a milestone this morning. 1,000 listens last night. When I went to bed, there were 996, and when I woke up, I checked it, there was 1,001. So thanks to everyone for hitting that play button. It really does make this worthwhile to me, and I truly appreciate the time you've given to listen to my bullshit. And I've had some listeners ask me how to contact me directly to tell me just how meaningless my show is. Well, since I don't have a website, here's my phone number. You can text me, 850-688-3615. And please attach a picture of your shoes, because I really like shoes. So that's it for me. Thanks again for the 1,000 listens. That matters a lot to me. I'm Harry, and I can't wait to offend you again next week on A Few Things Considered.